This presentation has been previously broadcast.
The issues that matter most, right here. The Drew Mariani Show
on Relevant Radio.
So you don't know exactly what that vehicle was in terms of a threat. So I think where the perimeter is set up right now is exactly where it needed to be for this type of threat. Luckily, that car did not contain any explosive devices, but it did instead contain this individual that wanted to get out and inflict harm on the Capitol Police officers. Uh-huh. So as far as the use of force by the officers that was used, absolutely justified all day long.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Drew Mariani. It's good to be with you today. We need to pray for this particular situation, in particular for that person who lost his life. You just heard that audio from Fox describing an attack, supposed attack on the Capitol. There was a motorist who tried to mow down two police officers outside the Capitol. He was shot dead by the police after he smashed into a barrier. And I saw images of this. These barriers say stop all over them. They block the way. There's no way to get through these concrete barriers. So after he wrecks the car, he comes out with a knife. He's wielding this knife and apparently was shot. The two officers and this man who was in custody all were taken to the hospital. The buildings there were placed in lockdown following the chaos that erupted. And then, of course, this unidentified suspect right now has died. So I want to pray for the repose of his soul. And yeah, for anyone with mental illness or, you know, this is not a normal behavior. For those who have ill intentions, who want to perpetrate harm on others, let's lift them up. The police officers, I want to pray for them, too. One of the cops is in critical condition right now. And, you know, we'll just put this in the hands of the Lord. Let's pray for our country, too, for protection from degeneration, from disaster and war. You know, normally I begin the program, I bring you up to speed on the biggest news and issues of the day. Today, it's a little bit different. It is Good Friday, a holy day. A day in which we remember the passion, the death, the sacrifice of our Lord. So I'm going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with you now at the top of the hour. And I will take your intentions. And if you want to join me, I'll give you a chance to get in right now. I know sometimes it's hard when we do it at the other hour. If you want to pray the Chaplet, the number is 888-914-9149. And of all the days to pray the Chaplet, I could not think of a more potent day than Good Friday, as we offer the body and blood, the soul and divinity of our Lord to the Heavenly Father. So if you have a special need or an intention, and you're able to get on today, I think today's such a great day. Today is also the beginning of the feast, the novena of chaplets that Jesus asked St. Faustina to pray. I'll explain more because I don't have time right now to do this. When we're done the chaplet, I'll talk a little bit about this. I'll also share with you a little bit of what Faustina saw regarding the Passion. But the Lord, in his revelations to her, he asked that in preparation for the great Feast of Mercy, which is the first Sunday after Easter, that it be preceded by a novena of chaplets. And it starts today. And you're supposed to say one chaplet every day following the novena intention. And Faustina recorded all of this in her diary. On each novena, we bring to God a different group of souls, and we immerse them in his mercy. And today is day one. So let me start it right now because I know time is a little bit limited here. Let's start with the first intention, and here's the intention for day one of this chaplet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, bring to me all mankind, the Lord told St. Faustina, intention for all of us, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon our trust, which we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you, by your love which unites you to the Father and to the Spirit. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. Let us begin. In the studio with me today is Beth Groshek. And Beth, she hails from the Creative Service Department here. Beth, let me ask you, is there anything you want to pray for as we begin the chaplet?
Yes, just my intention is for the elderly, in particular those who are lonely, isolated, or homebound, and for those who take care of them. So it's just on my heart today. So
thank you. That's such a beautiful, beautiful intention. And I'm going to pray for you today, all of your intentions, everyone who's praying with me. We're going to ask God to shower his graces upon you and in his great mercy to hear and answer your prayer. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And I offer this chaplet for everyone praying with me today, Lord. I pray for their intentions and for your mercy on them, and in particular for all the divine mercy intercessors. Our first call today comes from Lynn. She's praying in St. Charles, Illinois. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to offer up a Thanksgiving prayer for a good report on all of my tests that I had done recently.
Oh, praise God.
And conversion of all of my loved ones back to the church. And conversion of my husband.
All right. Wonderful prayers. I know God hears them. What a great day to pray. I mean, this prayer in particular. Let's pray for those in our families, those that we love, those that we know are in need of God's mercy, those most in need of it today. And the Lord had said that not only in this hour of power, but through this prayer, anything we ask in virtue of his passion would be granted. It's an awesome promise. And I really believe the one prayer that he always hears and answers is that prayer of conversion. That's part of his will. He wants those souls united to him. So, Heavenly Father, I bring these souls to you who reject you and your Son. And I ask in particular for special graces to come their way, circumstances, events, and individuals that will draw them back to your warm and loving embrace. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, South Dakota calling in today. It's good to hear from them. Angela, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Oh, what a special person you are.
Oh,
I pray so earnestly for my newly diagnosed daughter-in-law that has bone marrow cancer. And we are all just devastated, and we're praying for a miracle.
Wow.
And I also want to pray for my sister, who has colon cancer, and she's had surgery, but she keeps having bouts of obstruction, and I pray for her to heal. And I pray for my husband, who has Alzheimer's. Oh, we need prayers for him. he can't pray for himself. Thank you, Drew.
Oh, God bless you. Well, look, we're going to join you. What a great day, Angela, to get through. I'm so glad because you're part of this spiritual family, and we will pray for those with cancer in particular, bone marrow cancer. Lord, I ask you heal today. I ask for many miracles today, and I ask this be one of them. You begin now to bring healing to this beautiful woman who now battles cancer, and for all that carry this cross, Lord, be merciful to them. Be merciful to those who love them and suffer in their own way. I pray for the medications and treatments and approaches to it, and I pray for a cure to cancer as well. I do pray for anyone with dementia, with Alzheimer's, any cognitive problems, any memory issues, and I know what a cross that can be. Those with Parkinson's, Lord, I just pray for any debilitating disease. And again, I lift up those who love those individuals and in their own way suffer. And I give you all the intentions Angela brought forward. I unite my heart to hers and to all who cry out on this powerful day as your son hangs on a cross for love of us. We pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And I also want to pray just for a special intention, something that I have in my heart that I just asked the Lord about. And you know, if it's his will, then let it be. So if you could pray for me too and God's will in my life, that would be great. Frank in San Francisco, thank you for joining me. Good afternoon.
Drew, thank you for everything. I would like to pray that my wife's diabetes would be totally healed. Yeah. I pray that her craving for sweet foods would totally go away and be healed. I pray for her diabetic retinopathy, that will be totally healed, and for two special intentions.
All right. Well, we'll join you in that, Frank. Let's pray right now for your wife, for her health. I pray not just for your wife, for my wife, for all of our loved ones, that, Lord, you blanket us in health. If there's any sickness or ailments, that you bring about healing and cure. I pray for the relationship of Frank and his wife. I pray for all marital relationships. And Lord, I just ask for your mercy on all of your children today who are crying out to you, who suffer in so many different ways. St. Alphonsus Liguori, he once said that God wills only our good. And I know that. So when we carry these crosses, I want you to know that God loves us more than anybody else can or does love us, and that he always somehow, some way, allows these circumstances for our greater good. And Lord, I just ask that you make that evident to us, that we feel your presence and we have a sense of understanding why certain crosses come into our lives. But I thank you for them as we pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Bellwood, Illinois. Carolyn, good afternoon.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my late call.
Oh, it's okay.
I'd like to pray for my niece, Nancy Marcinkowski, who died a year ago tomorrow, April 3rd. She was only 44 years old, and she died unexpectedly. Oh, her daughter is still mourning so bad, Meredith. Oh. And so I ask you to do this for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, Carolyn,
she is my oldest brother's daughter.
I'm sorry for your loss. We'll pray for your niece right now. And, you know, these prayers, we know God is outside of time. We know that the merits of his crucifixion transcend time. We know that right now we are petitioning the Father as a spiritual family. And I want to go back to that moment of her final hour. And we just ask God in a special way to give her the graces that she needs in that great hour. And Lord, I pray for those who've gone before us, who languish in purgatory. Pray for those who you are going to call home today. We pray for the hour of our own death. We don't know the day or the hour. 44 is so young. You know, we don't know when God will call us home through accident, tragedy, or it's just our hour. And Lord, I do pray right now that we may always, always choose your mercy. We always be drawn close to you. And we ask for your divine protection. Protect us from the wickedness and the snares of the enemy who wants to rob us of eternal union with you. And I pray again for those away from the faith. I pray for those who mourn. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. St. Charles, Illinois. Lynn, good. No, I'm sorry. It's wrong. Line one. Joseph in Paterson, New Jersey. Hi,
yes, hello.
Joseph.
Thank you for thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My intention is for my marriage to be holy and unified again, and for my daughter who's causing a lot of unnecessary and unrealistic tension in our family. She doesn't realize what she's doing. She's trying to divide us in between, and I don't believe that's what she wants to do. And that's all.
Thanks, Joseph. Let's pray for you today. What a great day to get through. And what a beautiful prayer to pray for a holy marriage. I pray for all marriages today, Lord, where there's division, where there's separation, where there is abuse. And I just ask for good, holy, sacramental marriages. I pray for the healing that so many marriages need. I pray for his daughter and all those intentions he brought forward. And I'm going to sneak another intention on to unite with Joseph. Mary is listening in California. Let me get her in, too, on this powerful day. Hi, Mary. Good afternoon.
I thank you, Drew. I want prayers for my son that's an atheist, and he does nothing to do with me. He hates me. I haven't seen or heard from him in 10 years, and
I'm
miss
so
my son. I need prayers for him.
I'm so sorry.
It's hard.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You just, look, I want you to know, Mary, you just keep praying for your son. All right? You keep praying for him, because I guarantee you the Lord hears this prayer. I know he does. He promised St. Faustina the one prayer that he always hears and answers is that of conversion. And 10 years is a long time, but offer the suffering that you are going through for him, because he certainly needs it. Satan loves to divide. He loves to create division, especially amongst families. You know, I often say that Sister Lucia de Santo said that the final battle between Satan in the end times, it'll be over family. You know, and we're seeing that. It'll be over life and family. We're in the midst of this battle now. Lord, I pray for Mary, and I pray for the reconciliation of all family members where there is division, where there is separation, where there's misunderstanding, where there is hurt. I pray for that. I pray for the unification and healing of ruptured relationships amongst friends and coworkers. And I now give to you the needs, the wants, the desires, the intentions of every soul united with me in prayer, wherever they are, whether they're on hold, whether they've written to me. And on this sacred day, this day in which your divine Son hung on a cross and opened the gates of heaven for us, I ask that the torrents of your mercy flow. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
All you saints of the Passion,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Stay with me. When I come back, I'll tell you what. Today begins a very special series of novenas. It's a novena that leads up to the Great Feast of Mercy. I want you to pray it because I think God is going to hear these prayers in a special way. I'll explain more about it when I return. I'll also share with you what Faustina saw regarding the Passion. Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Into thy arms I commit my spirit.
The reason the crucifix is at the heart of our faith is because that is the moment when the bridegroom Messiah gave himself for us. I would say, you know what? That's the moment when my Messiah loved me, gave himself for me, and I don't ever want to forget it.
Well, I hope you are having a prayerful Good Friday. Thank you for joining me this afternoon for the chaplet. Monday I'll resume back at our normal time. But I thought today I'd also just give you a look at the Passion through the eyes of some of the saints, in particular Saint Faustina, since we often pray and ask her intercession at this particular time, or at least within the show here. So many saints have had visions of the Passion. Mel Gibson's famous "The Passion of the Christ" was based on the writings of the Blessed Catherine Emmerich, and very powerful visions that she had. But Saint Faustina has been raised to the altars. Her writings have been carefully examined, and in a minute I'll share with you what she saw regarding the Passion. But I want to introduce you to something else too. I want you to have the opportunity to pray the chaplet of novenas. Look, the Great Feast of Mercy is coming up, and that will be the first Sunday after Easter. And the Lord had asked St. Faustina, he had requested to her that she pray a novena of chaplets. He says this to her, in her diary, he says, I desire that during these 9 days, you bring souls to the fountain of my mercy, that they may draw there strength and refreshment and whatever grace they need in the hardships of life, and especially at the hour of death. What a beautiful promise that the Lord just gave, right? This is what he wants. He says, bring these souls to me. He says, on each day, bring to my heart a different group of souls and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. And he says, I will bring all these souls into my Father's house. Now think about that, okay? Just think about some of the intentions that the Lord asked us to pray for. He says, pray for the souls of priests and religious. Pray for devout and faithful souls. He says, pray for those who do not yet know Christ. Think about how many people who have no idea who Jesus Christ even is today. I know it's hard to believe. This is an intention I love praying for. Number of day five when we pray this, the Lord said, bring to me souls who separated themselves from our Lord's house. How many of you, how many members of your family have separated themselves from the church? They don't go to church. Maybe they reject the faith outright. They don't buy into the teachings of the church. He says, bring to me those souls. I will bring them into my Father's house. He asks us to bring the meek and humble souls, the souls of little children, the souls who venerate and glorify Jesus' mercy. That's day seven. The souls in purgatory. We all have loved ones that have gone before us, right? We need to pray for them. It's our duty, really. As a church militant, we should be praying for them. And the final day, he asks that we bring to him souls who have become lukewarm. Lukewarm. And I think of how many souls are the same way. I believe in God, but maybe I'll go to church. Maybe I won't. Yeah, maybe you're the lukewarm. Maybe you're in that camp. Maybe you're like, yeah, I know I should be more on fire for my faith, but I'm not. I don't know. I just kind of check out, you know. If you want a really amazing burst of grace, start today, okay? Start the Divine Mercy Novena. And Jake, maybe we can link over to a novena or put it up on our Twitter account. Because I'm sure people are going to want this. It might be new to some people. Maybe you can find something. We'll put it on Twitter, @DrewMariani, @DrewMarianiShow. You'll find us there. And please share it with others, okay? Yeah, it's a Divine Mercy Novena, nine-day Mercy Novena. And every day, I'll tell you what, and I've done this last year. I'll do it again. Every day, I'll post the intention on Twitter. So today, you're going to get day one. Next day will be day two. And our Lord asked Faustina for this novena of chaplets. So you take the intention, then pray the chaplet. And this is a preparation for the great feast of mercy. And I'll tell you much more about that in the coming week. It's very simple. It's very powerful. Begin it today. Pray the Divine Mercy chaplet right up to Divine Mercy Sunday. And I know graces are going to come to those souls that you bring to him. And they're going to come to you. Because with the Divine Mercy novena, you are praying from the very day that Christ hung on the cross and gave up his life for us, the day that the floodgates of God's mercy opened, the day in which the sin of Adam, you know, we were redeemed, right? We were made whole. We were made children of God. You know, just think about the power of this day. Start it today and watch the graces that flow and pray from your heart. Just one more thing that the Lord wants you to do too. And, the Lord asked us to gather, he said, gather all sinners from the entire world and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. I want to give myself to souls, he said to St. Faustina. I yearn for souls, my daughter. And this is all in preparation for the great feast, because he says, on that day, the feast of mercy, you can go through the whole world and bring fainting souls to the spring of my mercy. I shall heal and strengthen them. I've had miracles take place on the Feast of Mercy. I mean, I've had absolute liberation. Prayed for a soul who was a heroin addict, and he was freed. I mean, I've seen so many great things happen. You know, and I know for you, you might be too shy to go out and talk to other people about personal things, maybe even about a religion. I mean, it's a hard thing to do, but you know, I hope you will introduce others to this message of mercy, to the chaplet of mercy, to the great feast of mercy. The promises are just absolutely, absolutely extraordinary. And we'll put all those intentions up there for you. And you know, I would suggest also that you contemplate on the wounds of our Lord today in a special way. I know for many right now, you are preparing to really engage maybe in in deeper prayer. One of the things I want to get you plugged into, and I often think of it on this day, is how important meditating on the Passion of our Lord is. And Jake just told me that the novena is now up. So if you want to pray that novena of chaplets, it is up there. You can certainly do that. And also, you know what? We can also talk, if you'd like, we can also talk a little bit about the Feast of Mercy coming up in a minute. But before I take any calls, before we do anything else, let me, I want to share a little bit of what St. Faustina had seen, and we can talk a little bit about meditating on the Passion of our Lord. The Lord told Faustina, and he told many saints this, all the great saints knew this. He says, "You please me most when you meditate on my Passion." And he says that one of the quickest, one of the surest ways to grow in holiness is by meditating on the Passion of Jesus. So think about that. Think about that. I mean, one of the quickest and surest ways to grow. Meditate on the Passion of our Lord. I often suggest today, in a particular way, one thing you can do is watch the Passion of the Christ. If you have that DVD, it's well worth it. You can really get into it. Read the writings of the Venerable Anne Catherine Emmerich, or of what Faustina had to write. The Lord told Faustina, he says, "Let every soul trust in the Passion of the Lord and place its hope in mercy. God will not deny his mercy to anyone." He says, "Remember my Passion." He says, "If you don't believe my words, if you don't believe what I say to you," he says, "at least believe my wounds. At least believe my wounds." So I would just again suggest to you today, meditate on our Lord's Passion. There's no doubt that the Lord wanted St. Faustina to meditate on his Passion. In fact, she recorded that the Lord told her he was pleased best and most when she did so. He says it brought him great joy. And she says, you know, I pleased him most when I meditated on a sorrowful Passion. By such meditation, light filled my soul. The Lord told her one more thing, and then let me share with you a little bit of what St. Faustina saw. He said, "The contemplation of my painful wounds is of great profit to you. It brings me great, great joy. It sanctifies us." He says, "There's more merit to 1 hour of meditation on my sorrowful Passion than there is a whole year of flagellation that draws blood." I mean, think about that for a minute. I mean, that to me, I've always been struck by that, because I think a whole year of flagellation that draws blood. There's more merit to 1 hour, just 1 hour meditating on his Passion. Why? Because the Lord wants us to know the love that burns in his heart for souls. And he says, "You're going to understand that when you meditate upon my Passion." So, yeah, this is a wonderful spiritual practice that the saints all knew. They all practiced, they all embraced their suffering. They united it to that of the Lord. Why not please the Lord today? Why not be drawn into the heart of Jesus, where you'll be blessed with understanding and grace for your own sanctification? You know, the Lord had also said to St. Faustina, he says, "Look, there are few souls," and I was struck by this too, "there are few souls who contemplate my Passion with true feeling." Now, maybe you say the sorrowful Passion, you know, maybe you say the chaplet, maybe you say the sorrowful mysteries, you know, maybe you say the beads, you know, of whatever, but you just pray the words. I think it was very telling when the Lord said, "There are few souls who contemplate my Passion with true feeling. I give great graces to souls who meditate devoutly on my Passion." Do you want great graces? You want to rise above vice and grow in virtue? Do you want to understand God's will in your life? Do you want to see miracles and the power of your prayer unleashed? Then contemplate on the Passion of the Lord with true feeling. He says, "I give great graces to souls who meditate devoutly on my Passion." St. Faustina made her way on her spiritual journey, meditating often on the suffering of our Lord. And she her writings can really enlighten you with the value of these. And I'll share a little bit more in terms of what she said. But let me just very quickly remind you that, you know, I wrote a book on divine mercy, and one of my frustrations, to be honest with you, I was limited to about 140 pages. I talk a little bit about what Faustina says about suffering, because you know, I think it's such an important part of the spiritual life. I wish I could have spent a whole book on it, because we all suffer, don't we? We all struggle. And if we take our own sufferings, we can understand the power in them. If we can unite into that, the Lord, if we can meditate on his passion, I'm telling you, you've just taken your prayer, you've taken a bullet and you've turned it into an atomic bomb. It really is quite amazing. Let me share with you just a little bit of what St. Faustina saw regarding today. Okay, and then I'll take a break and maybe I'll come back. I'll take a few of your calls too. But she saw his agony. She was given these mystical experiences where she saw heaven and hell and purgatory. But she also entered into the suffering which Jesus underwent when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of Olives, you know. And she said, the Lord pressed me to his heart and said, I'll give you a small portion of my passion. He says, but do not be afraid. Be brave. Do not seek relief, but accept everything with submission to my will. Now, the Lord had complete submission to the divine Father, right, to our heavenly Father's will. We are called to have the same thing for our walk in life. You may not understand what you're going through right now. You may not understand the suffering that you're enduring. Just as Jesus, just as Faustina did, submit it to the will of God. So she said, when Jesus was taking leave of me, she said, such a great pain filled my soul that it was impossible to even express it. Every beat of Jesus' heart was reflected in my heart, and it pierced my soul. And in the course of the suffering, she says, my love grew immeasurably. So together with him, she says, I underwent in a special way the various tortures. She says, the world has no idea. The world still, this is 1935, she writes this, the world still has no idea of all that Jesus suffered. We have no clue the torments, the indignities, the agonies that the Lord suffered. She says, I accompanied him to the Garden of Gethsemane. I stayed with him in the prison. I went with him before the judges. I underwent with him each of the tortures. Not a single one of his movements or looks escaped my notice. I came to know all the omnipotence of his love and of his mercy towards souls. And then she saw the scourging. And she said, I saw the Lord. He was tied to a pillar and he was stripped of his clothes. And then the scourging began. She says, I saw four men, not one, not two, but she says, I saw four men who took turn striking the Lord with scourges. She says, my heart almost stopped at the sight of this torture. I saw how our Lord Jesus suffered, how he was being scourged. Oh, such an inconceivable agony, she said. His blood, it flowed to the ground. And in some places, his flesh started to fall off. I saw a few bare bones on his back. And the meek Jesus moaned softly and he sighed. And the Lord asked me, he said, I suffer even greater pain than that which you see. Then the Lord gave her to know why he subjected himself to the scourging. And gentlemen and ladies, listen to this. He suffered for the sins of impurity. Faustina said, oh, how dreadful was Jesus' moral suffering during the scourging. That's just some of what she endured, what she saw. When I come back, I will take you through the crowning and the crucifixion. Maybe I'll share a little bit more with you on the Feast of Mercy and take a few of your calls. Today, we are meditating, taking a look at the great passion of our Lord through the eyes of St. Faustina.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
One of the criminals hanging there threw insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other one, however, rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God? Here we are, all under the same sentence. Ours, however, is only right, for we are getting what we deserve for what we did. But he has done no wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." Jesus said to him, "I tell you this, today you will be in paradise with me."
Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 43.
I hope you're having a blessed Good Friday and your Triduum has been grace-filled. I am just so happy to be here live with you today to be able to just spend a little time meditating on the passion of our Lord with you. Father Rocky will be joining us in a few moments and he'll be leading the Stations of the Cross. And what a beautiful way to spend time and reflect on the passion of our Lord. You know, the Lord had talked about the 3 o'clock hour, and I don't want to get too off tangent here, too off track. But he'd asked St. Faustina, when the clock strikes 3, to meditate, to do the Stations of the Cross. There was great merit in that. But if you can't, you know, if you can't stop in the chapel and even spend a moment or two with him in the Blessed Sacrament, then he said, then meditate at least on my passion, even for the briefest moment. It was in this hour that mercy triumphed over death, right? Conquered sin. And you can on this day, and I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll stay and pray the Stations of the Cross. It'll be a great spiritual exercise. If you're just joining me, I was talking a little bit about the value, the merit of meditating on the passion of Jesus. And he had told St. Faustina, it pleases him most when we meditate on his sorrowful passion. And few souls do this, he told her. But there's a great, great benefit, great merit for it. And in life, he told Faustina too, he says, look, don't fear the obstacles that come your way, but put your gaze on the passion, on my sacred passion, and you will find victory. So today, as the Lord suffered for us in unimaginable ways, I had just shared a little bit about the crowning of thorns and ultimately the tortures that he went through. Actually, I went through the scourging. I didn't share the thorns. Let me share with you what happened with the crowning. After he was scourged and his flesh began to peel away and bone began to show, and Faustina saw all this, the Lord let Faustina know he suffered that for the sins of impurity. After the scourging, these torturers, and that's really what they were, they delighted in taking the Lord and stripping him of his clothes and you know, which had now already began to adhere to certain wounds. She said they took it off and those wounds then reopened. Then they threw a dirty, tattered scarlet cloak over these open, fresh wounds. And one of the torturers wove a crown of thorns and they put it on his head, she said. And they said they put a reed in his hand and they made fun of him. They bowed to him as though he were a king. Some spat in his face. You imagine that? And others took the reed. They struck him on the head. Others caused pain. They slap him. Others covered his face. They blindfolded him. They struck him with their fists. And she said, the Lord endured all this with meekness. She said, who can comprehend his suffering? Jesus' eyes were downcast, she wrote in her diary. So let every soul reflect on what Jesus was suffering at that moment. They tried to outdo each other with the suffering. So then he stands before Pilate, of course, and Faustina was with him through all this and was made to carry his cross. And she said that she saw a multitude of souls crucified like Christ. And then she saw a second multitude and then a third. The second multitude were not nailed to their crosses, but they were holding them firmly in their hands. The third were neither nailed nor to their crosses, nor were they holding them firmly in their hands, but they were dragging their crosses behind them with discontent. And Jesus turned to her and said to her, do you see those souls? Those who are like me in the pain and the contempt they suffer will be like me in glory. Those who resemble me less in pain and contempt will also bear less resemblance of me in glory. And I often think about where am I in those three illustrations, if you will, the three visions. Am I nailed to the cross, enduring my suffering? Am I holding mine firmly, making my way to Calvary? Or am I discontent, neither holding them, neither dragging them? It's food for thought. Finally, the Lord is nailed to the cross. And she saw the Lord there amid the great torments as he hung on the cross. He let out this moan. And she says it issued really from his heart. And after some time, he said, "I thirst. I thirst for the salvation of souls. Help me, my daughter, to save souls. Join your sufferings to my passion and offer them to the Heavenly Father for sinners." And isn't that what we do every day during the Chaplet of Divine Mercy? This is what we do every day. We offer the body and blood, the soul and divinity of our Lord to our Heavenly Father. That's why today that prayer, I think, is so efficacious, so especially powerful. And I think that's why today praying that, meditating on our Lord's passion, will be of great value and merit to you. She said she saw two rays issue forth from his side, just as they appeared in the image in which he told her to paint. And she felt in her soul the desire to save souls, to empty herself for the sake of poor sinners. And at that very moment, she offered herself together with the dying Jesus to the Eternal Father for the salvation of souls and for the whole world. And it's something that you may want to often offer today, too. You may want to think about that in terms of the passion of our Lord. Look, I only have a few moments here, and I'll try to grab a call or two here before we run out of time. Just a quick reminder, the Passion of the Lord, the Stations of the Cross, will be coming up in just a moment, okay? If you want to learn more about St. Faustina, there is a book that I wrote. It's free, and we'll send it to you without any postage, any handling, no strings attached. We'll just send it to you. I do a whole chapter on the Great Feast of Mercy. I know this coming week there'll be a lot of questions regarding that. I talked about why the Lord wanted it. And today we begin that novena of chaplets. If you're just tuning in, today begins day one of the novena of chaplets of divine mercy. It'll bring you right up to the Feast of Mercy. Jake has put up day one's intention on our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show. Please follow us there and pray that. Meditate on the Lord's Passion. And I'll get you up to speed on everything you need to know when it comes to the great Feast of Divine Mercy in the coming week as well. All right, Tom, who's been in St. Paul, he's been holding for a while. Tom, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Drew. Thanks. I have a question about the plenary indulgence in connection with the Divine Mercy. And my question is, can you share anything about what there might be as far as the difference between the Divine Mercy plenary indulgence and the other plenary indulgences offered by the Church? And one of my reasons for asking is that I once heard somebody say that possibly the Divine Mercy plenary indulgence doesn't require complete detachment from sin in order to receive the plenary indulgence.
Yeah,
and he said possibly, and I don't know, and I'd like
You're right about that. There is a difference. I mean, a plenary indulgence, if you meet all the requirements, and there's three of those, of course you get the same type of promise. But, and I only have about a minute and a half here, so what I will do on Monday, too, is walk everybody through the Great Feast of Mercy and these difference. There was a great Dominican that was appointed by John Paul II to analyze the promise of Divine Mercy, the Great Feast of Mercy. And he said the extraordinary graces promised by Jesus in connection with the feast is something greater by far than a plenary indulgence. That's not me saying that. That is this appointee of John Paul II. His name was Canon Rozinski. He says a plenary indulgence consists only in the forgiveness of the temporal punishment due sins already forgiven. It's never the forgiveness of the sins themselves. He went on to say the remarkable grace promised by the Lord on the Feast of Mercy is the same as a second baptism. He says the new sacrament of baptism, if received by an adult, is not only the removal of the original sin from their soul, but it's also a removal of all the personal sins committed since birth. So it's like a new baptism, he says there. The sin and all the temporal punishment due to that sin at that moment in time is gone. And all you have to do to get it on that day, the Lord asks, is that you receive the Eucharist and you receive Holy Communion. And of course, if you can't get to confession that day, you can do it before or slightly after. But the bottom line is, and you're right, when it comes to a plenary indulgence, you know, it's often hard to be removed of all sin because of our fallen nature. But that is a slight difference. I'll go into it in greater detail on Monday. Father Rocky's coming up right now with the Stations of the Cross. Stay with him. Please, play the Stations and join him now.